All right, if everybody could please turn to their second yellow agenda of the day. This one's slightly longer. Like to call the meeting of January 10th, 2012 to order. If everyone could please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Collins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kirkpatrick?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Miner?
Here.
Present. The roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to the approval of minutes. We have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of Tuesday, December 13, 2011.
Motion to approve minutes as distributed.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the minutes Tuesday, December 13, 2011. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The minutes have been approved. Moving on, item C, announcements. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. With council's indulgence, I want to just clarify something on the record. Previously on the record, I had noted that I would no longer be participating in the consent calendar process because of the accusations and innuendos that were made as a result of a resolution that I had introduced previously. After careful consideration and discussion with the clerk of council, it was never my intent to make council's process any more arduous than it already is. Therefore, I'm just putting on the record that following this meeting, I will be placing any congratulatory items on the consent calendar as others do. But land use items and all, I will continue to have heard separate.
Thank you very much, Councilman Smiley.
And in addition, at the appropriate time, I will be asking to go out of order so that two of the items that were not on the consent calendar can be voted on and then presented.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Any other announcements from members of council? I was going to introduce our elected officials. I think that they have vacated the... Oh, I still see the esteemed Senator Margaret Rose Henry. Please welcome Senator Henry. You were so quiet I didn't see you. All right. Thank you very much. Any other announcements, members of council? Seeing none, moving into item D, introduction of the ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances.
Ordinance 12001, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 AFSCME Local 1607 and create a new pay plan for classified service 40-hour work week employees represented by AFSCME Local 1607. Ordinance 12002, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME Affiliate Local 459 to upgrade the positions of tree trimmer and tree surgeon. Ordinance 12003, appropriate $300,000 to the Neighborhood Stabilization Program 2. Ordinance 12004, amend the grants budget, establish the contracted paramedic duty revolving fund, and appropriate $38,400 in program income. Ordinance 12005, amend the grants budget, appropriate federal grant award to the area, the ARRA Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force grant to the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 12006, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 7, also known as the Property Maintenance Code, regarding forest stewardship policies such as in the Ardens.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the January 24th council meeting, with the exception of those items that require board or commission recommendations. Moving on, item E, reports from select and special committees. And Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, the Public Safety Committee met today on the 8th floor in our conference room. We discussed present levels of police staffing. We also had an overview of 2011 crime report from our police chief, with a comparison to previous years, and we also had a discussion about revolving paramedic ordinance. revolving fund for paramedics.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Councilman Tackett?
Thank you, Mr. President. On Tuesday, January 3rd, the Land Use Committee met at 3 o'clock upstairs. We heard a resolution for High Hook Farms, a resolution for the Metro Business Park, and we also heard a proposed change of the property maintenance code by Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, members of council, public in attendance, the administrative slash finance committee met at 1:30 today, and we reviewed two resolutions, one authorizing execution of certain contracts, which we'll further develop on the floor of council when it comes up, and also the second resolution approving the refund of taxes paid in error. Under the other section, we had a discussion of we had travel members, requests from members of council. We also had issue of the republishing of our code, and then we had an executive session to discuss pending litigation and strategy and obtain legal advice from council.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any other reports? I have a report from the executive committee meeting, which met today. We had an interview for the Board of Adjustment. We discussed three proposed ordinances. We talked about Delaware Code amendments relating to travel expenses. We emphasized rules of civility in council. And we had a robust discussion on rules regarding grant submission and approval. Any other reports from council?
Point of information?
Yes.
Councilman Weiner. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to clarify that there is a time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolution and that it's in everyone's package, Resolution 12-009, to be presented on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman. I will make sure that we make sure that that's moved in the proper portion of the agenda.
Under item J.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other reports from select special committees? Seeing none, let's move on to the consent calendar. Our consent calendars use the past matters in a group that have been determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor as communicated to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a member of council or if public discussion is desired. I urge the public to speak up if there's a particular item of concern. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member would like removed? Seeing none, is there anyone from the public who wishes an item from the consent calendar to be removed? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
It's been a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
Madam, all opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 12-001, recognizing and congratulating Word of Life Christian Center's positive impact on the community and the completion of its building expansion. Resolution 12-002, consenting to the appointment of Terry Parker to the Newcastle County Board of Adjustment.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 13 yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on, item G, presentations, Councilman Smiley.
Mr. President, I would make a motion to go out of order for purposes of considering two congratulatory resolutions to be presented upon resumption of regular order of business.
So second. We have a motion and a second. Which resolutions are those, Councilman?
R-12-004, R-12-005.
All right, we have a motion to go out of order to consider resolution 12-004 and 12-005, and we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Councilman Smiley, resolution of 12-004.
Yes, Mr. President, I'll request that R-12-004 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 12-004, congratulating Gary Stevens for his 37 years of employment in Newcastle County on his retirement.
Councilman Smiley.
As per the title at this time.
Thank you, Councilman. Any members of council wishing to make comments at this time?
Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-004.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-004 is approved. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I request that R-12-005 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-005, congratulating Michael D. Finnegan for over 36 years of service and retirement as employee of the Newcastle County government.
Councilman Smiley.
As per the title at this time, Mr. President.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'd like to request the indulgence of the sponsor to join as a co-sponsor. I have known the Finnegans for quite some time and work with Joanne when she's worked on several committees she's been on, and Michael's a great guy.
Mr. President, could I have a short recess to confer with the family to get their advice and consent on that? Absolutely, no problem at all, sir.
Thank you, Councilman. I saw most of the family nodding in approval, although one shake of the head.
But you don't know what they said that they were nodding to. Yeah.
Councilwoman Diller?
The 5th District would like to join in, if it's okay with Councilman Diller.
Certainly,
thank
certainly.
You.
It's your reputation.
Thank you, George.
If anyone else wishes to do so, please see the sponsor.
Afterward, Tom.
Thank you. Let the clerk know at this time if you wish to be added as a sponsor.
I don't think any councilman would have any objection.
Not since he's leaving.
Well, didn't want to single anybody out, so it's always nice just to ask who would like to be added on.
See if Councilman Bell could reach around and turn his mic off.
You got it. Yeah. Me too. Come on now. All right. Councilman? We have all comments. Any more comments from any members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public, including Mr. Finnegan's family, wish to make comments at this time? Come on, Sean. You don't be shy. Oh. All right. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-005.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-005 is approved. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would make a motion to return to the regular order of business.
Second.
Motion made to return the regular order of business has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. That leaves us with presentations. Councilman Smiley.
And I have two.
What could they be concerned? I wonder what.
That might not pass.
Resolution number 12-004, congratulating Garrett Stevens for over 37 years of service and retirement as an employee of the Newcastle County government. Whereas Garrett Stevens was hired as an account clerk one with Newcastle County Green Hill Golf Course on June 18, 1974, and whereas during his 37 years with Newcastle County government, Garrett Stevens worked for Newcastle County Department of Finance, Parks and Recreation, and police before returning to his permanent home and payroll. And whereas during his career with Newcastle County, Garrett Stevens was promoted to account clerk two, account clerk three, and payroll assistant. And whereas Garrett Stevens was a valuable, highly regarded member of the payroll staff in the Office of Finance that was well-liked and respected by his co-workers. And whereas Garrett Stevens is a proud alumnus of Newark High School. Councilwoman Diller.
Smile.
And whereas Garrett Stevens enjoys spending time with his family, including his sister Sharon, his brothers David and Robert, and his nieces and nephews, all of whom love him dearly. And whereas Garrett Stevens enjoys cooking, Broadway shows, movies, and traveling, whereas Garrett Stevens enjoys shopping, especially during his favorite holiday, Christmas. My present must have lost in the mail. Whereas Garrett Stevens is an avid fan of Lucille Ball and Barbara Streisand. Talk about two opposites. Whereas after retirement, Garrett Stevens plans to become a volunteer for Friends of Animals, and he's looking forward to a family cruise to Greece in 2013. I guess that means you won't be running this year, right? Whereas Newcastle County Council wishes to thank Gary Stevens for his dedication and commitment to the citizens of Newcastle County, congratulates him on his retirement, and wishes him luck in his future endeavors. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council congratulates Gary Stevens on his retirement and thanks him for his service to the citizens of Newcastle County.
And even those members, even those members of the family that don't want to come up, come on up anyway. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up.
Go ahead, Tara.
Get up. We won't start till you get here. There you go.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do the honors. Resolution 12-005. Congratulating Michael D. Finnegan for over 36 years of service and retirement as an employee of the Newcastle County government. Whereas Michael D. Finnegan, best known to his friends and co-workers as Mike Finnegan or Finn, was hired as an accountant with Newcastle County's Finance Department on September 15, 1975. And whereas during his 36 years with Newcastle County government, Mike Finnegan was promoted to Accountant 3, Accounting and Fiscal Officer, and Accounting and Fiscal Manager, and served as Acting Chief Financial Officer for Newcastle County in 2005. And whereas Mike Finnegan was a valuable, highly regarded senior manager of the accounting staff in the Office of Finance, whose guidance and leadership contributed to the production of the annual financial statements, the implementation and operation of the financial accounting systems, and the success of the daily operations of the Office of Finance. And whereas Mike Finnegan was well liked and respected by his co-workers, whereas Mike Finnegan is a loving husband to his wife, Joanne, to whom he's been married to for 41 years, and a devoted father to his two children, Tara and Sean. Whereas Mike Finnegan is a proud alumnus of Salesian School, I'm a Sigma graduate, that's okay. Dalby Beacom College and the University of Baltimore. And whereas Mike Finnegan served his country honorably as a member of the United States Army Reserves for 6 years, and whereas Mike Finnegan is an active member of Wilmington's Sacred Heart Oratory, where he's a member of the church choir, and whereas Mike Finnegan enjoys cooking, entertaining his friends and family at social gatherings, and playing golf, whereas Mike Finnegan is an avid fan of Virginia Tech football. I know where Sean gets that from. Whereas Mike Finnegan is looking forward to spending more time at the beach, enjoying quality time with family and friends, and traveling. And whereas the Newcastle County Council wishes to thank Mike Finnegan for his dedication and his commitment to the citizens of Newcastle County, congratulates him on his retirement, and wishes him luck in his future endeavors. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, that Newcastle County congratulates Mike Finnegan on his retirement and thanks him for his service to the citizens of Newcastle County. Thank you.
Everybody's lucky they didn't read page two of those tributes.
Good job.
All right. Any other member of council wishing to make a presentation at this time? Seeing none, moving on to items removed from the consent counter and other resolutions. Resolution 12-003, Councilman Retta.
Thank you. I'd like to have Resolution 12-003 placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 12-003, plan of Metro Business Park, White Clay Creek 100, east side of Old Churchman's Road. 1,300 feet south of Stanton-Eggletown Road, extending to the east side of Stanton-Christiana Road, Delaware Route 7. Five office warehouse buildings with a total of 175,900 square feet and a 99-space parking garage proposed on 27.23 acres BP zones.
Councilman Retta.
Thank you. What this is, this has been in the works for probably about 4 or 5 years. It's down in the Metro form, which is in back of Home Depot and the other stores down there. That I think it's a pet care place, which is right in back of that. It's the rear entrance of the shopping center down by Christiana Hospital. They purchased the land a few years ago, and they went to the residents there, and a couple of the residents were worried about the water runoff, but most of the water runoff actually comes from across the street where the shopping center is. And with this, they're going to be changing the contour of the ground to where the water runs back into the creek underneath the road. There's a pipe that goes across there and goes underneath the road and then down into the creek. So I endorse this. There's no problem with it. I think it's going to enhance. It's going to enhance the area. They have two entrances and exits, one on Churchman's Road and the other one on 7.
Thank you, Councilman Retta. Any other member of council have any questions or comments on the subject matter of the resolution? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the resolution, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-003.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hobbs?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovacs?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-003 is approved. Moving on, Resolution 12-006, Councilman Smiley. Was this Councilman Cartier?
Yes.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes. I'd like Resolution 12-006 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 12-006, authorizing the execution of certain contracts.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes. This is a purchase order to authorize to pay for a utility line relocation as part of the Brandywine Sewer Rehab. And reading out of the draft purchase order, this PO is to relocate Verizon pole line to accommodate construction of sanitary sewer line at the rear of the 2100 block of Valley Avenue in the Brandywood subdivision. And this is a sewer that's had chronic problems with backups into that community. And with the this purchase order allows to move utility poles that are in the new alignment for the sewer and allow the work to proceed forward.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any questions, comments on the subject matter of this resolution? Seeing none, open floor to public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of the resolution authorizing the execution of certain contracts, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-006.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-006 is approved. Moving on. Resolution 12-007, Councilman Smiley.
Mr. Cartier.
It's Councilman Cartier.
Okay, I'd like resolution 12-007 to be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 12-007, approving the refund of taxes paid in error.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes, this resolution, if adopted by council, will refund taxes paid in error by religious nonprofit God's Battalion Prayer Ministries in the amount of $4,711.12. Most of the taxes, which reflect the way local property taxes are allocated, goes to the school district and rest FOTEC and county for the total of $4,711.12. This refund is approved by Department of Finance and is presented to council tonight for action.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. It was a refund of taxes paid in error. No wonder Councilman Smiley didn't want to do it. Any comments, questions from members of council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public have any questions, comments on the subject matter of this resolution? Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 12-007.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card bill is 13. Yes.
Resolution 12-007 is approved. Moving on, resolution 12-008, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, sir. So, Mr. President, I request that R12-008 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 12-008, recognizing the Newcastle County paramedics for their commitment to training excellent and dedication to providing exceptional emergency care to the citizens of Newcastle County.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. With council's indulgence, I'll read this quickly into the record. Whereas the Newcastle County paramedics deliver one of Newcastle County's most crucial and visible services to the citizens of Newcastle County, and whereas Newcastle County paramedics provide services to over 525,000 residents that reside within the 437 square miles of Newcastle County, and whereas Newcastle County paramedics are certified through the State Board of Medical Practice and utilize statewide standardized treatment protocols and standing orders for delivery of advanced life support, and whereas paramedics respond to many different types of incidents and are typically the most advanced trained medical personnel on the scene of an emergency, whereas people's lives often rely on their quick reactions and the competent care that they provide, and whereas Newcastle County paramedics were recently recognized in an article in the Delaware News Journal regarding CPR and survival rates for out-of-hospital cardiac arrests, and whereas in Newcastle County, if a cardiac arrest occurs when a paramedic is present, the rate of survival to a meaningful hospital discharge is nearly 25%, and even higher if the cardiac arrest patient has an initial shockable heart rhythm. These statistics are almost triple the national rate of 9%. And whereas the citizens of Newcastle County are proud of their paramedics and the high level of care that they provide every day, now therefore be it resolved by Newcastle County Council in and for Newcastle County that the County Council recognizes the Newcastle County paramedics and commends them for their outstanding service to the citizens of the county. And to those that have to deal with me, this should give them some additional comfort level.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. This is a resolution that I immediately asked Councilman Smiley to co-sponsor, first of all on my behalf, but more importantly, on my aide Grant Firestone's behalf. Grant and his family and his sister Gracie experienced the overwhelming and positive response of our incredible county paramedic unit, and Grant and I are convinced that his sister is out playing soccer today and walking around and breathing today because of the incredible response of the paramedics in our county. So we thank you, and if Grant could have been put on as a sponsor, he would have. So thank you truly and personally. Thank you very much. Any other council member wishing to make comment at this time? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this resolution, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-008.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call, bills 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-008 is unanimously approved. Moving on, Resolution 11-187, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will be leaving Resolution 11-187 tabled this evening and remanded back to our Land Use Department for a second time. Reasoning is for resolution and response on inconsistencies in transportation information provided by the Delaware Department of Transportation. One are answers in written form to one of our community leaders, and the other is in public testimony that was presented at our last Land Use Committee meeting. I have spoken with the applicant's legal counsel, and they are in agreement with this being sent back for a second time.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Resolution 11-187 remains on the table. Moving on to ordinances, Ordinance 11-116. Madam Clerk, do you please read Ordinance 11-116 by title only and place it before Council for its consideration and hopeful adoption?
Ordinance 11-116, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81 absent, affiliate Local 459, and adopt the class specification for position of utility technician.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. This ordinance allows the reclassification of a job that had been done by Crew Chief 2, which is a management position in the county, and allows that, creates a position, utility technician, to go out and help mark utility lines and the like. This frees up those Crew Chief 2 manager level for much more supervisory positions and allows the technician to do the more technical aspects of the job. Any member of council have any questions or comments on this ordinance? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this ordinance, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-116.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yeah.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call, bills 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-116 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-117. I move that Ordinance 11-117 be read by title only, be placed for before council for its consideration and hopeful adoption.
Second. Ordinance 11-117, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service emergency services personnel represented by AFSCME Local 3911 and adopt the class specification for the position of EMS Operations Support Specialist.
As we heard during our committee meeting today, this takes an open position and reclassifies it to the Operations Support Specialist to assist in the EMS in their activities, and is an important position for the incurring and prompt operation of our EMS services. And we also heard that this position is also eligible for state and federal funding. Any member of council have any questions or comments on the subject matter of this ordinance? Councilman Retta.
Thank you. I'd like to have a question was brought up to me earlier tonight and has to do with the pension.
Please.
Okay. It has to do with the pension far as a person who was working in that field goes on pension, they can come back to work.
Okay, let's maybe Ms. Beattie might be the proper person to direct this question to?
Yeah.
Everybody else was pointing towards her, so I figured. Sorry, Lynn.
When you join us, please state your name for the record, and Councilman, if you could ask the specific question again.
Volunteer BD Chief Human Resources Officer.
Okay. The question was brought up to me about a retired paramedic coming back to work in that position.
Mm-hmm.
How is that status as far as their contract, the local contract with the county, as in their pension?
If the county paramedic has retired and is drawing a pension, he or she may come back to work, but they cannot earn credit for another pension.
Correct. Okay, now I was told that they couldn't work in that field because they had to be hired a person who's going to be into the pension.
I can check into that. I'm not aware of that.
Councilman, you look less than satisfied.
Well, you know, we're going to be voting on this, so nobody knows. So, I think...
Councilman Smiley, did you want to pitch in here?
I just want to say we're voting on the creation of the position, not on an individual being hired.
Yeah.
Whatever the H, whatever the legal HR policies are, that's what they will be, as they are for all the other positions in the county.
Mr. President.
Yes, Councilman Retta.
Within that position, a person who's retired, according to this, can be hired again.
Yes, they can.
And a technician... the person who's going to be a technician on this, who might not be a paramedic, a retired paramedic, would have to know the drugs that are being dispersed throughout the county in the paramedic division. So basically, they would have to be hired under that. Am I correct? They would have to know the drugs. They can't be just put out there and then just...
I think they would, and I believe Chief Tan spoke to this earlier today, they would have to have basic knowledge of an EMT.
Right. So, how do we do that now? Until I get an answer, I can't vote on this. I ask to have a table until we get an answer.
I'd like to bring up Mr. Larry Tan, if you could provide any more additional information or insight into the questions of the council. We'd certainly appreciate it.
Larry Tan, Chief of Emergency Medical Services.
Hey, Councilman, if you could repeat your concern to Mr. Tan, maybe he could explain some of the, hopefully explain some of the issues you might have with this issue.
Okay, between the county and 3911, your rules and regulations as far as pensions, how does that affect this? Because if a person is on a pension, I was told that they can't work there because that position requires a person to go into the pension.
I would have to defer that to Human Resources. It wouldn't be a rule and regulation of EMS. It would be a county employment procedure. And if the Office of Human Resources is indicating that an employee that is retired and is drawing a pension can be rehired back, but would not be able to earn additional credit, I would have to defer to their expertise.
Right, but she also said that she's not quite sure of the county contract between the local.
Okay. She's indicated she would check that. Again, that would be an Office of Human Resources function.
Councilman Hollins and Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. What was puzzling to me, how could any employee be forced to be into the retirement system? That's a selection that you make. And I realized that at the meeting this afternoon, when this was discussed, and you had, I believe, a representative or of the union present, and there was no participation in the discussion when these issues came forward with the CHRO officer present as well as Captain Tan, and it was a pretty thorough discussion, in my opinion. I think it would have been fair to everyone to bring that knowledge forward for discussion during the meeting this afternoon. I just don't quite understand how someone hired in this EMT
this position, who would act as an EMT, will be required to do something that no other employee is required to do. I mean, that's some very serious specificity for Local 3911.
The eligibility for a pension is a separate issue that's handled as an employment. It's handled in the Office of Human Resources. The certification as an EMT basic that is a requirement for the position is a collateral certification. It is the primary function for this position is material management, logistics support, and that type of a function. Their primary role is not going to be being out in the field and delivering basic EMT stuff. That is a collateral certification to help during a major event where they could help render some level of care or some level of aid and assist a paramedic. But the primary purpose for this position is logistics and support activities to help keep the paramedics running and keeping them available for service and for emergencies.
Thank you very much. And that was my understanding from early this afternoon, that this person would not be a paramedic, would not be administering any type of paramedic duties and responsibilities.
That's correct.
But a person that would be able to be used in a limited capacity in case of an emergency. So I think being a retired paramedic, I don't even understand how that fits into what we're trying to do in creating this position, because even if you were a retired paramedic, it's my understanding when you came back, you still would not be allowed to perform paramedic duties.
That's correct.
So you're not coming back as a paramedic for this position, even if you were a paramedic for the last 35 years.
Correct. I mean, under the state regulations for the Board of Medical Licensure and Discipline, once an individual is no longer affiliated with an authorized paramedic service within Delaware, their state certification lapses. It no longer exists, because one of the requirements to be a certified paramedic in Delaware is that you have to be currently affiliated with an authorized paramedic agency.
Councilman Street, oh, sorry, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, then Councilman Street.
Thank you. I guess I'm a little confused. We spent a lot of time in committee this afternoon talking about who might be hired for this position. And just as we just approved a new position for utility technician, with where no one said, oh, who are you going to hire? Can you bring in somebody that was retired? All of a sudden under this, whether it's because it's under emergency services rather than sewer, I don't know, but it seems to me that it's not our position to vote on this depending on who you're going to hire. You know the criteria under which someone must have in order to fill this position, and my assumption was that we were just voting on creating this new position, and you would hire the appropriate person.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, our intent is, assuming that council adopts the ordinance and the position is created in the pay plan, we would be working with the Office of Human Resources to do an open posting and choose the best candidate for the position.
Right.
We
so
have
I don't
no preconceived notion of who is supposed to.
Right. So this is merely to create the position, as far as I'm reading it.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilman Street.
Question of the chief human resources officer. To your knowledge, is there any prohibition against any employee who is retired coming back and being able to work in the county after retirement?
No, there is not.
So then this, if we act upon this and single out the paramedics, it would be unique to the paramedics, is that correct?
To my knowledge, yes.
All right, now, I'm going to cut straight to it. By inference and innuendo, I'm concerned about the conversation, because there's been two conversations today indicative of a paramedic coming back to this position. And I trust that we haven't already determined who's going to have this position.
Valencia Beattie, Chief Human Resources Officer. The Office of Human Resources has not made that indication that we have pre-selected, nor would we condone that. And I would venture to say neither has EMS. Chief Tan is shaking his head no, but we would not condone that type of behavior or pre-selection.
All I'm going to say is two conversations, all having to do with a retired paramedic in the position. It's more, and my better judgment tells me it's more here than meets the eye. And I know the county exec and former president hates me saying it, but I'm going to say it again. This reeks of mischief, and I hope that it doesn't come to light.
Valencia Beattie, Chief Human Resources Officer. This is news to me. I'm just here trying to respond to all of the questions that are presented to me. I'm not sure if I've answered Councilman Redder's question to satisfaction, but as I indicated earlier, I would go back and research, and I'll speak with you offline to make sure I clearly understand what your concern is. But I tried to answer it to the best of my understanding and knowledge.
Well, I want to be real clear. I'm not. My thinking at this point does not put you in the equation, but I'm concerned about some of the other players.
Valencia Beattie, Chief Human Resources Officer. As the Chief Human Resources Officer, I will make sure that that does not take place. That is my job and my responsibility. And in the 9 months or so, I guess 10 months now that I've been in this position, I have not run into any kind of situation where my integrity would be questioned. And I'm not saying that you are, but it would not be questioned with the process that we operate under in county government. As an attorney, I take integrity and ethics very seriously, and I would not hold this position if I felt that my ethics was being compromised.
And that's consistent with the statement you made today, that it was open and competitive. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Councilman Retta.
Thank you. With all due respect to the two council people that asked questions about voting on this and a paramedic going out or a technician going out, that wasn't my question. My question was about the pension. That was my question. It wasn't anything else. And Ms. Beattie said that she would get back to me on it. And now, the other part of it is what Councilman Street just said about being already taken. Ms. Beattie says it wasn't, but he says he thinks there's something in there. So I'm saying if there is, it ought to come back to this council.
Councilman, I appreciate your concern, and I know that Ms. Beattie's a woman of her word, and I would be interested in hearing her responses as well on that important issue, so we as council could have a better understanding of what employees can do when they return, former county employees can do when they return to county service. However, I might disagree with you slightly in the fact that this ordinance itself is narrowly tailored to address the reclassification of one position, one existing position within EMS, reclassify it as another position so somebody else can do the job. Councilman Street, I recognize his concerns as well. You have to scratch your head why we keep hearing of a retired paramedic keep coming back. That's twice we've heard that. But in respect to this position itself, we are merely reclassifying an existing position to another position to allow them to fill a position at another level, at a different level. So, I mean, as much as we would have more informed decisions if we would better understand the process of how a retired county employee can come back into county service, I'm not sure it directly affects this specific resolution in front of us. Councilman Hollins.
I think it's pretty clear that if you're a retired county employee receiving a county pension, you can come back to work, you just can't get a second pension. That's across the board. But if, in fact, there is some sort of a contract agreement that the paramedics have decided that you have to be in the union to work in this position, then what they've done in effect, if signed a contract that denies one of their former paramedics to get this position, so they wouldn't meet the criteria, so we move forward. I mean, why would we go through this to try to change something? If it's that part of the contract, does that mean that we're not going to pass this legislation? Because there's a contract between the administration and the paramedics that says that you have to be in the getting the pension? Well, that's a decision that they made. But it doesn't really prohibit this government from going forward. If they've decided, well, everyone who works, you know, has to get a pension, what it means is that they've really cut out former paramedics. That was their own doing, if in fact that is the agreement.
Any other additional comments from members of council? Seeing none, any additional comments from members of the public? Any other member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of this ordinance, please come forward at this time. Seeing none, Ms. Beattie, thank you for your time. Close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 11-117.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Kovac.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Vetta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll Carville 13. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-117 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-100. Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I would request that Substitute 1 to Ordinance 11-100 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 11-100 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, Article 4, Pensions, regarding the County 2011 plan to add the requirement of a supermajority vote necessary to change the county's defined contribution.
Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. Councilman Hollins and I are co-sponsors on this, and I'll just briefly read from the ordinance itself. This ordinance provides that a supermajority, 9 members, vote of Newcastle County Council is required to reduce or discontinue the county's non-elective and matching contributions to the County 2011 plan. The substitute incorporates the recommendation of the Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees to clarify that County Council shall not modify the county's non-elective and matching contributions without the majority, supermajority. So, in order to reduce, change, and modify the county's commitment to employees hired under the new pension plan, it would take a majority vote of council going forward.
A supermajority of council?
Supermajority, yes.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Councilman Cartier.
So just in summation, the intent of this ordinance is to provide, through the supermajority provision, an extra layer of protection or to prevent the changes substantially to the pension commitment to the county employees.
Yes, we've moved from a defined benefit to a mixed plan. This is to provide another comfort level to any new employees coming before County Council that we all know, you know, many, many people will take the low-hanging fruit when times get tough, and this could be considered low-hanging fruit to an administration in the future when finances got tough. So just trying to protect that.
Councilman Cartier.
Another follow-up. How do we define a supermajority under our rules?
9 votes.
Nine votes.
Councilman Weiner.
Yeah, just a point of information. That was a good question by Councilman Cartier because there are two different supermajorities, right, but right. Councilman Smiley has delineated the definition of supermajority by putting 9 votes in parentheses. For bonds, I think we need 10 votes. That's a different kind of supermajority.
Councilman Tackett.
Yeah, I'm sorry. not asked this earlier, and it's kind of just come up for me, but how was it before? Is it a majority or a supermajority for the pension plan before?
We didn't.
It was a simple majority.
Simple majority. We voted on it as part of the budget and changes as a simple majority.
And you want to make it a supermajority now?
For this pension plan, because this is a different type of pension plan.
Yeah. And also, the effective date still remains November 1st. Did we hire anybody after November 1st?
I'm really not aware, but it wouldn't change the benefits that they're receiving. It would just protect what they are receiving.
So
that's the implementation date of the new pension plan. That's why I'm back to that.
But what if they wanted to be under the old plan? Then they
the old plan didn't exist for them at that time.
Yeah.
This doesn't create the new plan. That's already done.
Right.
So anyone under it is under it. This just protects them from any changes. So if we put it in place now, and there are people that were hired after November 1st, then They would, if they wanted to change it for them, it would be a simple majority. If they wanted to change it for those after, it would be supermajority. It just doesn't work. Hmm. It doesn't change the plan. This just gives a greater comfort level if someone wants to change it. And it does have, the recommendation of the pension board.
Councilman Smiley, I guess my concern is you say protects. If there's a majority,
it provides an additional comfort level. Is all it is.
Yeah, I mean, if we are in such a financial situation that a majority of council would have to vote to take these drastic measures, I mean, we would be in a pretty significant financial situation.
Well, Mr. President, you and I may consider it drastic. Others in the future may consider it just easy.
Well, that may be, but they would still be those elected to make those decisions. And I'm just concerned with the fact that we're making, it's a tough decision to do. If anybody would make this decision, it wouldn't be a tough decision. I hope they wouldn't be elected. But the fact is we're tying our hands to be able to make a tough decision if those times called for it. If to save the pension plan we had to reduce the benefits, why wouldn't a simple majority be enough?
And I would contend to you, sir, if it's that desperate, there shouldn't be a problem getting a supermajority.
Councilman Hollins.
I understand your point, but I would have to come down on the side of protecting county employees and not allowing a cavalier act to occur because someone feels that they can balance the budget on the backs of Newcastle County employees. That's my reason for being a co-sponsor. Secondly, it's not the only time when there is a supermajority required of the Newcastle County Council. So there are other budgetary issues that requires a supermajority as well, as if council staff, if we try to fire some of council staff, it also requires a supermajority. So a supermajority is not necessarily something that's out of place. It is something that, in my opinion, I agree with Councilman Smiley, as another layer of protection.
Thank you, Councilman Hollins. Councilman Street?
And consistent with our financial management, capital budget has to be approved by 10. So, I mean, it's consistent with our practices and policies in other fiscal matters.
Thank you. And, again, I don't mean this as any... Please, let me make this clear. I don't make this as any slight to the sponsors. I appreciate your intent. Just my personal viewpoint is if we're going to make a tough decision, sometimes it does come down to a simple majority, and this is an extreme act, and I would want to preserve that right to council act, not arbitrarily, not on a whim, but by a majority of the council members that are elected to do that job. Councilman
Smiley. In order to be civil and protect my reputation, it wouldn't bother me if it was a slight. It might be a slight to the county employees. They may care, but I don't.
Any other questions, comments, members of the council? Seeing none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wish to speak on the subject matter of Substitute 1, Ordinance 11-100? Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Substitute Number 1, Ordinance 11-100.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
No.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 no.
Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 11-100 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 11-105, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance 11-105 be lifted from the table and read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 11-105 provides Chapter 7 of the Newcastle County Code, also known as the Property Maintenance Code, regarding prohibited growth of weeds and grass.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. This was brought before me by a constituent, but this is co-sponsored by Councilman Sheldon, as he has some of the same issues within his district. Property Maintenance Code prohibited the planting of running bamboo on individual properties. But along with that, we found that even though you weren't allowed to plant it if it existed or was planted after the ban date, there was really no enforcement as to what could be done when this weed ran onto somebody else's property. So this clarifies how it has to be planted and that it has to have no part of the plant, including the root system, extending nearer than 10 feet from the property line. And this is in order to protect adjacent properties, that there would be some enforcement issue when we get county complaints regarding bamboo running onto adjacent properties.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Any questions, comments on the subject matter of this ordinance? See none, open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of ordinance 11-105, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance 11-105.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Rollcarver, 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 11-105 is approved. Moving on to item J, we have one item under item J, but I would like to take privilege of this position and embarrass and congratulate, but he just left. Where did he go?
Did he leave? Man.
Talking about embarrassed.
Well, I'm still going to do it anyway for the record because we had Mr. Wayne Merritt sitting in the back of council for the entirety of the meeting, and he deserves our congratulations, all our congratulations. On his recent retirement from the command of the Air National Guard in Delaware. And I think all Delawareans appreciate his service and any Delawareans that know about what he has done and what the National Guard does for us in Delaware appreciates his service. So for the record, I just wanted to call that out and congratulate Wayne Merritt and invite everybody else to join in as well. So, Wayne, thank you. Had he been here, I would have stood up. Councilman Weiner, we have Resolution 12-009 under congratulatory resolutions.
I ask that 12-009 be placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 12-009, honoring Gladys Gerwitz for outstanding service to the community and for lifetime achievements.
Councilman Weiner.
Thanks. Rabbitson, or Rabbi's wife, Gladys Gerwitz served our community for over 40 years with her husband, our rabbi for the oldest synagogue in Delaware. It goes back to the 1800s. They established our day school program when they came here in 1948, and they were a model for many of us. She's moving to Israel, which is called Making Aliyah, to meet with her children who moved to Israel a few years ago. And we're going to be having a dinner at our synagogue on Sunday, and I appreciate the opportunity with your support to present this resolution to her personally this Sunday.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, any questions, comments, members of the public on the subject matter of this resolution? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-009.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cardia?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-009 is approved.
Thank you all.
Moving on, item K, introduction and consideration of emergency ordinances. Any member of council aware of any emergency ordinances? I do not have any on my agenda. Seeing none, moving on to public comment. Invite any member of the public that wishes to address council to do so at this time.
Mr. President, I know there are a few people in the audience that wish to address council this evening.
Fantastic. Thank you, Councilman Smiley. While they come to my left, your right, want to remind folks that public comment is the time to address council. In order to ensure that everybody has an opportunity to speak, we'll limit each speaker to 3 minutes, which we will indicate by waving at you very, very intentively. We'll have the council-to-council start waving, and I'll wave when time is over. It's a very technical system. We ask you to try not to be duplicative of previous comments and that you refrain from personal attacks. Remind you that public comment is for the purpose of hearing your views on a specific issue. It's not the appropriate forum for questions and answers. Council and executive staff are available should you have specific questions. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Ray Ann Johnson. I'm here this evening to request that County Council take another look at the easement requirements for Highland Way, located in the Pemberley development. Pemberley is a small townhouse community. I live in an N unit. I have been a homeowner in the Pemberley development since August 1993. From the time I moved in, there was never any problems with neighbors installing fences. Okay. I never installed a fence in the early days because as a single parent, I could not afford it. In recent years, however, I noticed the culture of the neighborhood was changing rapidly, and I desperately needed to fence in my yard to deter unwanted foot, bicycle, shopping carts, baby strollers, and even motorcycles from making mud paths through my yard. During all hours of the day and night, strangers from other developments constantly took shortcuts through my yard to get to the Taylor Town Shopping Center, bus stops, other developments, etc. On several occasions, I was frightened by men who would slither around the corner of my house when I came in late at night getting out of my car. About 3 years ago, shortly after a man was killed at the shopping center, I had a Newcastle County police officer to come to my house to inform me that the canine had led him to my front door. The killer did not come to my front door, but probably ran through my yard. More recently, before installing a fence in July of this past year, I was bothered by the following, and this is on a daily basis. School children using my yard as a shortcut to and from the bus. Constant littering, which required me to get out and pick up the trash. Stealing drainage pipes from my yard on 3 different occasions. Spray paint graffiti. I can't use the words that they had spray painted on the Delmarva equipment located in my yard, leaving stolen property belonging to a neighbor. My time is up.
30 more seconds, please.
Okay. There are some things that we are asking. When the easement plan for this development was written in 1993, the community was much smaller. It only included Old Mill and Pemberley. Since then, the much larger Brookfield development with approximately 100 townhomes was added. Based on environmental and cultural changes in the community and for our own personal health, safety, property value, and peace of mind, we are requesting that the walkway easement between number 12 and 14 Highland Way and between 20 and 22 Highland Way are waived or changed from public assets to include access for emergency personnel and Pemberley residents only.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Is there any questions from members of council? Councilman Cartier?
I just want to go to the substance of the easement. Is this a maintenance easement for sewer or utility lines?
No.
What is the purpose of the easement?
Well, the purpose that they told us, I'm sorry, my name is Gloria Burnett. I live at 20 Highland Way in Pendleton in Newark, Delaware. The easement that they're referring to, which we didn't know, we got a violation notice from the code enforcement saying that we violated the easement. First of all, I own 20 Highland Way. I never received the letter prior to the violation notice. This was sent to me as though they had sent me other letters. However, they hadn't. And since I moved there in 2002, I've never had any problem about people walking back and forth because of the mere fact that they weren't walking back and forth. They didn't use my yard for that.
And to answer your question, the easement is for emergency personnel and also for residents. But we are getting traffic from people who are not residents. And this is really making the community unsafe. I was recognized in the July issue of the Pemberley Maintenance Corporation newsletter. And this is what they had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Pemberley Maintenance Corporation is pleased to inform residents that the homeowner of house number 14 Highland Way recently installed a fence between her house and the house number 12 Highland Way. This is good news considering the fact that this fence will hopefully block all the trespassers who were indiscriminately passing through her yard to get to the Troubadour, and that's the same thing as the other shopping center that I named, they are the same. The installation of this fence will enhance community safety as we strive to improve the security of all our residents and families. So this is something that I'm asking for myself as well as my community.
Let me add that I would like if they can waive it for the simple reason it hasn't been an easement behind our property when it was initially built. So why now?
Councilor Cardi to follow up. And then
just one follow-up question. I mean, now you're getting to the legal issues of the easement. I don't know that the county government necessarily controls that. I don't know. That's going to be something that we're going to have some legal opinions about if council can actually, you know, amend this or not. I wouldn't be able to pronounce on that this evening.
Councilman Smiley and Councilman Weiner?
Yes, I am heavily involved in this. I've been out there, met with code enforcement, met with the residents, met with land use, sat down with them. This is a walkway easement that was part of the initial subdivision plan that's filed. It was my idea to try to, and I didn't know, to try to remove the walkway easement. That will require a refiling of subdivision plan, which is thousands of dollars, which I don't have and my constituents do not have. This issue came about for several reasons. One of the residents in the community, because you understand they're townhouses. So the only way you'd be able to get to the back of your townhouse is through your townhouse or around. One of the residents of the community removed a piece of a small fence because he was having a party and had him and his guests go down that area. Unfortunately, rather than being respectful and go to the back of someone's property, they went right along the back of the person's house. Then that escalated because the community behind them wanted to close off some of their easements. They checked with land use first and was told no. So then it got to where, well, if we can't do it, why is it done here? Thus, it ended up with code because one community had an issue with the fact that it was closed off in another community and they could not legally close their own off. Now, I'm going to take it another step and just say, I met with the residents. My proposal to them, my suggestion, was that the four homeowners involved get together create a list of what they need to do as far as moving the fences over, because they can still fence the property, but part of their property is going to be out there as the easement. Is they could look at moving that over. Write up what they wanted to get done. If they wanted me to review it, I would. Then for the four of them to get three estimates to try to get the work done as a whole, which then, my perception always is things I got done, you could get it done cheaper. At that time they got the estimates, I would work to them to try to raise funds to do that. Just to bring you, that's where I am with it. If anyone on council has any other answers, suggestions, I'm happy to work with it. That doesn't reclaim the property. I understand the security issue, but these are part of the submitted plan, and I can't change that by resolution.
I have a problem with the fact that initially it wasn't there. There was no easement there. And now, 23 years later, we're asking for people to come through my property, her property.
But with all due respect, the easement was there.
I'm not questioning that, Mr. Smiley. You know what I'm questioning. I'm questioning the fact that if it was 23 years ago they didn't do it, why are we doing it now? And I'm asking this because of my safety, because I see what goes on, and I'm a retired person, and I live alone.
I know. Listen, I understand, and I'm not getting into back and forth with my mouth, but this isn't where I'm arguing with you. I don't sympathize with you. Mm-hmm. But the reality of what we're allowed to do is what's before us. And it was there. It wasn't enforced, but there wasn't a complaint. There's been a complaint filed now, and code has to do what they have to do, and they have to go by the law.
And what would the complaint from the back of us have to do with Pemberley?
With all due respect, and we had this discussion out there when I talked about boats and RVs and all that, someone could have come from Middletown and rode in there and filed a complaint. It doesn't matter where they live.
But the complaint did not come until someone planted a garden illegally in the easement below us. And from there, we were penalized for that person's error.
Well, my thing is, I don't want to change the law. I don't want to break the law. I'm just asking to waive it. That's what I'm asking for.
Or to change the terminology to emergency vehicles.
And
or
the utility
people. And all I can tell you is, if we had the legal authority to do that,
okay, it
would have been done by now. Trust me. If I hadn't done it, Councilman Street would have brought it forward. Mm-hmm. Forward. And I've had discussion on this, but we can't legally do it. That's why I went where I went. So,
Councilman Weiner, did you have a thought on this issue?
Yes. First, ladies, I really appreciate the position you're in. Secondly, your councilman has done a great job, and I agree with him completely. I have land use attorney as an attorney. I've had experience doing this. In fact, I've actually dealt with the same issue in a subdivision in my district where we had the same problem. And there's a shopping center and a pathway easement which extends back to the subdivision behind it. And the folks first had to move the fences to not block the easement, even though it hadn't been enforced for years. But once a complaint is filed, we have a complaints-driven system, and that's when code enforcement had to enforce the right-of-way easement. Secondly, it would violate the Constitution of the United States of America to discriminate between people who lived in the community and didn't live in the community, because everyone as a citizen has equal right to use the public right-of-way and thoroughfare.
Do I have equal right to, as I pay the taxes on my property?
I know where you're going, but everything he's told you is correct.
This is not about Mr. Smiley. Mr. Smiley has been helping us.
But I'm going to give you the answer you need.
Okay.
Mr. Smiley is correct. This body doesn't have the legal authority to do what you want. What you need to do is you need to vacate the easement, which is authority which the Chancery Court can do. In fact, in the community of which I speak, the community got together and they vacated the easement through a petition in Chancery Court. And the community lived right off of Murphy Road in Concord Pike, small little shopping center. They're Deerhurst Civic Association. They hired an attorney, Mr. Richard Abbott, and he filed the petition for them. Now, what I would suggest you do is maybe you can get some attorneys to do it pro bono. It's for free. But this body doesn't have the authority to vacate that easement.
Do you have the authority to waive it?
No.
Okay. Councilman Smiley?
And the only other thing I want to put on the record is I did send an email to Mr. Kurt and asked for a waiver of the code situation on this to at least May 15th to allow us to get through the frost line, the weather, and everything. At least for that, while we try to work on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what else I can do.
Thank you for bringing this to our situation to our attention, and I'm sure your councilman, as well as legal counsel, will be happy to continue to work with you on this problem. And it's an unfortunate situation because it hasn't been enforced, and now it is. It seems that it's unfair. Theoretically, they could have enforced it 20 years ago, but didn't, and because they didn't waive their right to later enforce it. Councilman Cartier?
Question. Does Pemberley have a civic association or a maintenance corporation?
Yes.
Maintenance.
You know, this is an issue that maybe the maintenance corporation would undertake hiring an attorney to vacate the easement. I mean,
okay.
And you could find somebody who will work at a, you know, reasonable rate to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we also would like to thank Mr. Smiley for the interest that he took.
Well, watch out, you get yourself in trouble doing that.
All right. To wrap up our evening, any other public comment? Any other member of the public? Oh, we do.
We have another speaker.
I thought Councilman Weiner, agreeing with Councilman Smiley, would wrap up the evening.
Councilman Street had a question.
Councilman Street, did you have a question?
Well, just a concern. I have a better understanding now than of the situation that Councilman Smiley's district and I did before, but I think this is something we need to look at in future plans going forward and looking at how those easements may impact a community both immediate and long term as part and parcel to our approval process. You know, because obviously it's a situation just not fair, and you're there In one situation, you've got peace of mind, good quality of life, and then several years later, because of a plan that something you didn't really know about, it's changed your whole way of life. So I'm just saying, if the way out is to have the court vacate the easement, that's fine, but it's something we should be looking at going forward in future development projects.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Councilman Smiley?
Councilman Street, I just, my understanding is there are no more walkway easements. We were just the lucky recipients down in the 7th District because, quite honestly, they were surprised to see this on the plan. So, but I agree.
Any more questions, comments on the last subject matter before we move on to our next public commenter? Please state your name for the record and let us know why you're here.
Okay, my name is Gwendolyn Lane. I'm the president of the American Postal Workers Union for the Wilmington, Delaware plant. And I'm here because I'm sure most of you have heard by now that they are trying to close the Harris Corner Post Office. We find that it will be a great concern for our employees as well as our community. The impact as far as the revenue in Delaware will be devastated because we're talking about 500 plus employees that we could possibly lose. They are talking about incorporating us into Belmar, New Jersey, which is about 35 miles away, taking away our postmark, and we have a brochure in front of you telling you some of the things that are going to happen here in Delaware. We've talked to the congressional leadership as far as the state legislature and Senator, I always get them mixed up, Congressman Carney, Senator Coons, and Senator Carper. A little bit of history. In 2006, President Bush signed into law a bill co-sponsored by Tom Carper and Senator Collins from Maine that, as I heard Mr. Holland say, and I can't quote him, but he said, the balance, the budget on the backs of the employees, and that's basically what they're doing to us. They've required us to pay $5.5 billion a year into a pension and health care fund for 75 years out for people that are not even born yet. So that is what's really bankrupt the post office. It's not the fact that we don't make enough money. We make enough money to break even. We are not broke. It's the funding of the $5.5 billion a year that is causing the Postal Service to take the drastic cuts of closing post office and mail processing centers. Right now, Delaware has one mail processing center. New Jersey has four. So why are we closing Delaware? We're asking you as Newcastle County Council, would you please pass the resolution to assist us in stopping this closure? The state legislature has already said that they would do the same. Mr. McBride and Mr. Mulrooney, who are labor, they are helping us with this. Like I said, the postmark, we would lose our postmark. The transportation, we live here in Delaware. We know what it's like to get around in Delaware on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here, you know, up down 95. We would be required to bring our mail from New Jersey back to Wilmington and then get processed to go downstate. This is going to mean delays. The only way that the Postal Service can do this is to change the standards. Right now, you pay 44 cents to have a letter go from Wilmington to Dover overnight. If they relax that standard, that's going to mean that they can take 2 to 3 days to possibly process your mail. It's also going to mean higher rates for the mailers. They did meet with the banks today. They met with some of the mailers, and they told them that their skip rates wouldn't change. But that's just temporary. When we lose that building, they're going to have to find another place for your bulk mail to be dropped.
30 more seconds, please.
Okay, thank you. So I'm just asking for your support. We have a public meeting that's advertised on the front of the brochure. We're asking our legislators, our councilmen. I spoke at Wilmington Council the other night. We're asking you to come out on January the 19th, which is a Thursday night, 7 o'clock, and the Postal Service will be there to explain to you what's going to happen, how they plan to implement this process. Thank you.
Councilman Spiley?
Ms. Lane, first let me let you know right out of the chute, I won't be there. I have a meeting in Dover, and I'm already missing my wife's birthday, and she's very. That's more like a present to her than anything, because I'll be in Dover on that night. But I just.
Can I ask you one question? Is that the legislative meeting?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because there is a legislative meeting in Dover also, being held by FL-CIO, but the legislators have already guaranteed us they're going to be here.
No, I won't. I won't. Okay. This is another okay. County thing. I just want to let everyone know I have personal experience with this. I forgot that if you put mail out on the weekend, on the Sundays, it goes to Jersey for processing.
Yes.
And I did a large mailing on the weekend. 11 days later, I got a letter returned for a bad address. It went from Jersey to Wilmington to Jersey to Newcastle, because it was supposed to be delivered in Wilmington. So it took 11 days to make that trip. And that is what we would be looking at as far as a service change, as far as I see it.
Yes. That's it.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Thank you. I have a constituent that I just want to make note in some of the comments that I've been getting. I have a constituent who is very much into not closing this post office, and one of the emails that I got just recently was that there are businesses such as Amazon that if this postal facility closes are considering moving out of the state of Delaware because what they need is easy access to the post office.
Yes.
Mm. Councilman Cartier, Councilman Tackett.
I thank you for coming here. I will attend this meeting. I think people in Delaware, we're a small state. This is Delaware's only mail processing facility.
Yes.
You know, being in a small state, if we don't protect our service levels, things we get from a national organization like the post office, we're really in trouble. So I'm extremely angry at this. I will be at that meeting. I will do whatever I can to keep this office open, and for God's sakes, in this economy, laying off 500 people in Newcastle County, are they mad? They're completely out of their minds. And I think, you know, I could speak for other members here. We're equally upset. This is craziness. And why the Postal Service is a service to the public.
Yes.
People rely on it for a multitude of things. Why are we attacking this? What is going on? You know, is Washington completely out of touch with America? Completely? Thank you.
Let me just clear up one point that you made. Delaware will not, we will lose 500 workers. We cannot be laid off because of the clause in our contract, which means they only have jobs for 194 of us. We don't know where we're going to go. We may be shipped to anywhere, but we won't be laid off. Let me just clear up. Unless Congress enforces an act that says lay them off. So, again, Senator Carper is co-sponsor of this, so he was on WDEL this morning talking about it, where I think he spoke, I didn't hear it personally, but I did hear that he said that we should put post offices in Walmart and Kmart. So, that's basically it. Is there anything else? I'm sorry.
Councilman Tackett, you had a question, comment?
No, I was just going to add, too, that I absolutely lend my support to this. You know, we need to work as swiftly and expeditiously as we possibly can. The speaker did also mention a resolution, but I don't think we can get a resolution out before the 19th. We don't have time. That would be before our next council meeting.
I don't know when your next one is.
So maybe we could do something honorary or something just from the body, perhaps, or, you know, I don't know.
Or quite frankly, everybody can join on to a letter that wants to join on to a letter and send that out. Yeah. Somebody wants to volunteer to take the lead in that. Councilman Street?
I'll do it. If we'll ask our attorney to
Councilman
draft it and we can
all sign today.
Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. President.
We're trying to call on you, Councilman.
Thank you very much. I did not know you were coming tonight, but it was my full intention. I had notified council members earlier that I was going to make a motion, which I'm going to make now, in opposition to the closing of the post office. Number one, I don't know how other council members are situated with their post offices, but the post offices that exist in my district in the city, they're already overwhelmed. And I don't want to talk about the length of the line. So, number one, it's going to cause an unfair and undue burden on the other existing post offices. Two, it's located where it is for good cause. It was centrally located to be able to serve the entire state, which is why it's in proximity to Route 13. It's also located in proximity to Route 40 so we can get to Maryland. And what most folks sometimes don't want to remember is that Wilmington is exactly one half the distance between New York and Washington. And it sits right there on next to I-95 for a reason. So its location is critical. The jobs are critical. Its impact on Delaware overall, not only just the mayor, but jobs, is something that has to be considered. So, Mr. President, appropriate time, I'm going to make my motion. I don't know if other folks want to comment before I make the motion. Basically asking that, suggesting that we ask you to send a letter on behalf of council opposing the closing of the Harris Corner post office for some of the reasons and others that I outlined in my remarks just now.
I appreciate that, Councilman. Talking to some others after you had made that suggestion, I guess the more appropriate mechanism would be to, for every member of council who wanted to sign on to that letter, to sign on to that letter, and to for it to be from 13, 12, 11, 10, whoever, however many people wanted to sign on to that letter, rather than just coming from one on behalf of the body, because whoever writes that letter, you know, we want that to come from everybody. So whoever wants to sign on to that letter is more than welcome to sign on to such a letter.
Two things in closing. We would like a copy of that letter. Also on the back of the brochure, it has Let Your Voices Be Heard. So you have a 15-day period after the 19th where you can send your comments.
Do you want us to mail that copy to you?
Yes, that'd be fine. You know where I live.
would it be postmarked in New Jersey? Councilman Arata?
I'm sorry.
Ma'am, I'll be in attendance with Councilman Smalley that night, so I won't be able to get there. Okay. But I've known about this for probably about a month. My mailman always comes and we call Champ. You know Champ?
Yes.
Well, he's pretty mad about a lot of this.
Yes.
And he was telling me a lot about what you haven't said tonight, about spending the money that the postal does,
mm-hmm.
and how much they waste and how much they have that they don't need.
Right.
So there's a lot behind this other than what you're saying tonight about closing up.
There is, but at 3 minutes, I can't get it all out, but I appreciate the time.
And again, to tie the knot on this, so we do have a direction forward, did somebody want to volunteer to lead the drafting of that letter? Councilman Street, Councilman Tackett volunteered, if you don't want to do it, or?
I was going to give deference to the president, who is a member of the board, and I know can really do a good job crafting a letter.
I will gladly let anybody who wants to take the lead take the lead on this one. So from whoever wants to sign, whatever members of council sign on to the letter.
Put me down. You can put me down
twice. Okay. Well, Councilman Tackett, would you like to organize and make sure that this gets done and out the door?
Absolutely. I'll request the staff to draft it. I request that it be available before next Tuesday because we're here for committee meetings. That'll give everybody that's here the opportunity to sign it. And not, it can be there, and we'll get it out quickly.
Fantastic. Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I look forward to the opportunity to co-sign that letter with my fellow council persons. As I look at your brochure, there's a really good question. Why aren't we bringing the South Jersey mail here to Delaware? I mean, if they've got four processing centers and we're more centrally located, why don't they bring the mail here? And I think, like, the vote must be already fixed because you send your opinion into South Jersey district.
Thank you.
So
thank
you.
You
don't really seem to have much of a say, like the die is cast already. So I think we better make a stink.
Right, yes. So, yes, they're saying that we can't consume South Jersey's mail, but what we can take in is the Pennsylvania mail right around us, the Avondale, the Chester mail. All that mail is going to Jersey or to Philadelphia. So they can take enough mail to make us.
Well, that's a good point, because I did hear that the facility isn't at 100% capacity, so why don't we pick up the Pennsylvania mail?
That's what we need to argue.
Okay.
That's what we're looking for in comments.
Councilman Powers.
Just a question. My wife delivers mail.
Oh.
But the Delaware is in the South Jersey area,
mm-hmm.
and that's the reason it's going into South Jersey.
Right.
It's Philadelphia is a separate. It would have to change, reconfigure how the postal service. I know it was said in Maryland. Maryland is a different area than Delaware. Delaware is considered the South.
But originally we were going into Pennsylvania, but to protect their own, they decided we're going into South Jersey. There's a lot more to the story, and that's exactly what happened. They decided to change to South Jersey because they want to protect their facility. South Jersey was on the list also. But they said, let's take in Delaware, and then we protect ourselves. So that's how we've got out of going to Pennsylvania. Plus, again, you can't get the mail down the highway 5 o'clock in the morning with the traffic.
Yeah, it was this morning, too.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Councilman Sheldon?
Gwen, how did they make out with the banks? Because the banks cannot be happy. I mean, because the credit cards, if anybody has kids or any, just the way it is,
they're passing.
You have to be there in a day or two. I mean, if it's due the 28th, they don't mail it out to the 25th, and that's
right.
Everybody. I mean, that's just, I shouldn't just pick on.
But, and I don't know if the banks are seeing that or not, but they're pacifying them, because what they're saying is our building is going to stay, so you're still going to be able to come into call of service and pick up your mail, but the building is up for sale.
Right.
So how long is that going to last? Right. So we're telling you one thing, but 2 months down the road, we're going to tell you something else. We work there. We know they pacify. So that's what we're trying to tell our community. They're going to feed you stuff to pacify you. But you've got to look at the big picture. You know, the Postal Service is changing, of course, emails and whatever. But we still have to survive. We still have to have a mail system for the medications and the elderly. You know, so that's the kind of, you know, stuff.
You can't believe AstraZeneca. And, I mean, I know big business is in the pockets of a lot of people.
Right.
This hurts them.
I know. I just hope they see
it. Any of the employees, I look at it as a reciprocal effect. Amazon, I guess I would look the other way before I come here. I mean, I would, you know, if you can get the same stuff.
That's what's happening.
In and out, fixing everything out. You know, that's the name of it.
All right, well, I think the council has a pretty clear consensus. Councilman Tackett's going to draft a get a letter drafted, circulated. Those who want to sign on it will sign on it by next Tuesday, and we'll get that letter in support for your movements. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
All right. Very interesting issue. Affects us locally significantly. Any other members of public, any other member of council have any questions, comments, or issues at this time? Councilman Street.
Mr. President, some 3 months ago, the first meeting in November, when the PAL lease was up, I had a situation, I was addressing the situation in regard to PAL, and as part of the process, I yelled at the county auditor while he was sitting in back of me. I cannot, as anybody can, I cannot make a wrong right. It was wrong, and I'm here tonight to say that it's wrong. However, there were mitigating circumstances that don't excuse it, but certainly I think gives people some insight as to why I was provoked to the level that I was. I would hope going forward that all employees of this county would know that I'm not going to abuse them, misuse them in any way, shape, form, or fashion. However, I would also hope that mitigating circumstances similar to the ones that I had surrounding my situation, where there was a possibility of services not being rendered in my councilmatic district, I hope that those kind of mitigating circumstances would be eliminated in the future.
Thank you, Councilman Street. We really appreciate you coming forward and saying that. It really takes a lot of personal courage. That's a great example for the rest of us. Thank you very much for doing that. Any other questions, comments? Councilman Sheldon.
I would just like to echo Mr. Street, and he's I remember a couple years ago I had to actually say I was sorry to him once, and to the state senate. I had to read off a thing because of something I said. When you sponsor something, you want to win, and you want to get your point across. And I feel what, and I'm very glad. Well, Mr. Street recognizes that, and I just want to say to all of us, you know, from the sports background or whatever it is, all of us have kind of type A personalities, one way or another, in us. And I don't want to tell you, once I sponsor something, I want to win. I mean, I don't sponsor it because I want to lose. So some things get taken out, and some people can get heated, even from the up in the microphone up there every once in a while. And, you know, we just got to do our best. But I think people can do their jobs here. I think we can do it with chivalry and so forth and civility. And I think we'll just do a better job from now on. I think we've got a new forward path here. And I'd like to thank everybody, too, for having these meetings we had today and to go forward with.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. Well said. And we had a nice reminder on civility at our executive committee meeting. I know if there are any issues, and if there are any members of council or county and council employees that have an issue, there is a mechanism to work through those issues, not to make sure that there aren't folks that that are abused under the system. So, and I've seen that system in action, and I appreciate those that are part of that system. So thank you to council and the clerk who have always there to respond. Councilman Smiley.
Despite the greatly reduced font on my agenda, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Been made a motion to adjourn and, wow, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Motion to...